Well, today, November 22nd, is the feast day of the great Saint Cecilia, virgin and martyr, patron saint of music, as well as one of the very popular saints in the early church. Her name is in the Roman canon, which is the first Eucharistic prayer, along with Agnes, Anastasia, Felicity, Perpetua, Lucy, and all of the great young women who gave their lives for Christ in the early church. What we know about St. Cecilia is that there's a church dedicated in her honor way back in the 6th century in Rome, and that we have some of the accounts of her martyrdom. So she became very popular because of these traditions and the accounts of her martyrdom. What we know about St. Cecilia was that she was a Christian of noble birth, born into a wealthy Roman family. She was engaged, betrothed, never married, but to a Roman nobleman named Valerian, whom she converted to Christianity along with his brother. Eventually, Valerian and his brother and Cecilia were exposed as Christians. And so they were arrested and they were executed during the reign of Diocletian, one of the worst and most fierce anti-Christian emperors. So you're looking about the year 250 to 300 approximately when they lived. During her life, it said that she helped to convert 400 men and women that were baptized in her home by Pope Urban. Back in those days, as you know, there were no churches. Masses were held in the catacombs, these underground tunnels, in under hundreds of miles worth of tunnels underneath the city of Rome. There were no churches built yet. It was not yet legal to be a Christian. It was only with Constantine in about 315 or so that it became legal to build churches. So most of the masses were in people's homes. These were home masses, and Pope Urban, it says, baptized over 400 people in Cecilia's house. When she was arrested, she was condemned to be suffocated in a hot bath. But the tradition says she was unharmed. And so a soldier took a sword and struck her 3 times, trying to sever her neck. She remained alive for 3 days. Eventually, her home was converted into a church and her body was placed in the crypt in the church. In the year 821, Pope Paschal I had her body removed from the crypt and placed in the altar of the Basilica of St. Cecilia in Trastevere, Rome. But then in the year 1599, her tomb was opened again. The Pope commissioned a sculptor named Moderna to carve a statue of the saint. And it said that when he opened her tomb, she was incorrupt. In fact, her body seems to be perhaps the first saint ever to be discovered that was incorrupt. If you've been to the Franciscan monastery, you'll see the statue, the beautiful statue of Saint Cecilia. And it said that she had her finger pointing like this, that there is one true God. On the other hand, apparently 2 fingers for the humanity and the divinity of Christ. So if you read the book, The Incorruptibles, you can read about her. Sounds like an old Elliot Ness movie, doesn't it? The Incorruptibles. It's a great book of all the incorrupt saints, so you can read about Saint Cecilia. So again, she is in the first Eucharistic prayer, the canon of the Mass. And when you see holy cards of her, she's always holding a musical instrument, because she is the patron saint of music, because it said that she sang on the day of her scheduled wedding. And we should always remember that music is such a great blessing from God. Cecilia is the patron saint of music. Music is such a blessing, especially religious music, sacred music, because it enhances the liturgy so much to give praise and honor to God. And as St. Augustine says, when we sing, we're praying twice, because we're not only saying the prayers, but we're actually praising God at the same time. So we ask now the intercession of St. Cecilia. I'll give you a blessing with her relic. You can venerate it after Mass. To the intercession of St. Cecilia, may Almighty God bless you, the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.